Good Saturday evening, Family Worship Center. How are you all? Woo! Wasn't today a beautiful day, huh? It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So, okay, thank you so much for everyone here. Couple quick announcements, and we're going to get in here and rock the house as we praise our Lord. Number one, on August 11th, Wednesday, we're going to have ourselves a mini work day. It's going to be a Wednesday evening. Take about an hour. We have some awesome special guests coming here in August. You remember the tour that was here last year? The Extreme Tour? With Filthy Rags and all those wonderful people. They're coming back to Newcastle again. They're going to be with us. So let's get ready. Let's put our best foot forward. We are so excited. You let your folks know. I believe it's the 22nd and 23rd. But they'll be here in Newcastle. It's going to be awesome. They're great people. They'll be using our church for food and different things. So we can surely use some help just sprucing up, cleaning up. They're going to be blown away by the air conditioning, right? Which isn't as air conditioning nice. I mean, how many of us remember sitting here sweat pouring and those Oriental fans we kept blowing? Yeah, we remember that. Well, guess what? That comes about because our people are givers in this church. So, folks, we have a lot of things we want to do for what's happening. Our soundboard's coming along really well, but you can tell the barn can use some painting, right? Looks like we used to paint some carpeting. There's a lot of things we're still looking at doing, and we believe that God will provide because God's asking us to do it, right? So all I'm asking you is, and folks on Facebook, there's no distance in the spirit. Please, please, please consider giving sacrificially if you can. Sow into our ministry. I can promise you by sowing this ministry, we are preparing for what God is about to do. God's about to do some amazing, amazing things. Some good news or bad news, I guess how you look at it. We're not going to be doing Pastor Chris's Going Deeper in August. I know, I'm bummed too, right? I think you should do, but the good news is you'll do it twice in September. No, I'm kidding. Now, we want to give people some time off and, it's family time. A lot of people are traveling, but we will be resuming this in September. So, very, 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 very exciting time. Something else coming up in the very near future. Very excited. We all remember our after-service fellowships. They will be resuming in the very near future. So, and also, so that we're not hurting Renee and running Renee to the ground, sure can use some volunteers to help Renee and Liza and just to help us make sure that we can put on a good time of fellowship after the service. So if anybody has interest, please come over and see these wonderful ladies or see Pastor Chris, myself, or Kelly, and we'll be happy to get you folks involved. So phenomenal, phenomenal things happening in the church. Most, I guess the key really comes down to why we're here. We're here because God's intentional. We're not here by any accident, are we? So I have a big thing in my office. It says, be intentional. And what that means is that for everything I do, there's a purpose. God's the same way. God will take anything that happened, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, he can turn that to his glory. We truly believe that wherever you are in life, whatever has happened, God has you right where he wants you at this time for his purposes. So we are so excited. A couple of really good things happening tonight also. We have our kids ministry. Kingdom Kids will be with Liza. And Zion's Lions will be with Melissa Smart. So why don't we get ready to praise and worship our Lord. Heavenly Father, we come today, Father, just full of joy and love for who you are. For I know you are who you say you are. And as a result, I am who you say I am. And Lord, we as a people will do what you say we will do. Father, we have a house of love, a house of people that just love you and want to serve. So, Father, we pray for the south, the east, the north, and the west, Lord, that you will bring the people, that you will just raise the kingdom of God in this world. So, Lord, as we bow down to sing our praises to you, Lord, we send Judah ahead. Judah, to sing the praises, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll open up the heavens, open up our hearts. Let us just worship with abandon as David did. And Lord, we thank you, for as a people, we are blessed and highly favored. So let us praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord with all we have. Stand to your feet and praise. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name.
each one of us to God, Lord. We come to God, Lord, and we behold you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever problem, come on, hallelujah. Let's just close our eyes. Come on. I just want you to behold him as God, as God Almighty. Just behold him. Hallelujah. Whatever that thing might be before you, I just declare tonight that you behold him. Hallelujah. God, we don't behold our problems. God, Lord, we don't behold our sickness. God, Lord, we don't give it praise. We don't give it glory, but we give you glory. We give you, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. And we behold you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, hallelujah. You are, hallelujah. You are, God. You are, hallelujah, and you will be to come, God. And we declare that. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. You desire, hallelujah, for us to behold you. You desire us, hallelujah, to behold your greatness. To behold your goodness. Come on. To behold him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So right here tonight, I just feel this, hallelujah. I feel this, I really feel that there's forgiveness to behold here tonight. There's forgiveness. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you are. I don't know what has come your way. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I want you to know, but if we behold him, it's him who takes away the sin of the world. As we behold him. Come on, amen. As we behold him. So tonight, I just declare to behold him. Hallelujah. That we just behold him. We just behold him. Hallelujah. As King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, Lord, I pray right now that God, Lord, whatever that might be. Hallelujah. That you're greater than that, God. You have overcome sin. Hallelujah. You have overcome it at the cross, to God, Lord. It's by, hallelujah, God, Lord, in your blood, by your blood, to God, Lord, that we are forgiven. We are set free. So we stand in that, God. We stand in forgiveness here tonight, God, of all that what you've done, God. So we behold you, God, as our Savior, as our King, as our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God praise. Come on, tell your neighbor, behold him. Come on, tell someone, behold him. Come on, tell somebody, behold him. Hallelujah. You're going to behold something. So just behold him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, praise team. God, you're good. Hallelujah. God, you're good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Children can go to their class. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. God is good. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So good to see so many faces. God bless the Austins. Hallelujah. Come on, let them know you're happy to see them. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, amen. God bless our friends. Hallelujah. Thank you. Good to see you guys. Man, great to see you. I know you guys are a family that you watch us online. Hallelujah. But you're here in person tonight. Amen. So we just pray. I just pray right now. A special blessing upon you. Hallelujah. I just pray a special blessing right here tonight. Right here now, right now, right now, hallelujah. We just declare blessing and direction in your lives. Everybody here tonight, just really, really feel that tonight. I got something to share with you. I got something to share that I really feel that God has really declared something. He's declaring something. Tell your neighbor, God has initiated something. He initiated something from the beginning. From even the beginning, hallelujah, from the foundations of the earth. He initiated something because he desired something. Desired you. When I was still in darkness, when I wasn't looking for God, he initiated it. He made the first move. Tell your neighbor, he made the first move. For I thought about God, for he was on my mind. God initiated his love towards me. before I took my first breath. See, I want you to know something. I want you to hear something. I want you to know that I cannot even love God without God. I can do nothing without God. So God says, I'm going to put me in you. So now we have no excuse. God's intention is for us to walk in fellowship. He intended us to walk with Him. In this love relationship that we embrace Him. That see, God wants us to be so in tune with Him that every step that I take, that I wait upon the Lord, that I don't move without hearing God's voice that I desire to hear. God, what do you have to say? See, I want you to see this. I know that in Genesis 1:1 it says this, in the beginning, say in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. See, that's what's so powerful and so amazing. It was empty. There was nothing. Nothing. Say nothing. Nothing. God created something out of nothing. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. So I don't care where you are. You might feel like you're in a place of nothingness. You might feel like you're a place and broke, or that you're hurt, or you're empty. I'm here to tell you, we serve the God, hallelujah, that is intentionally, hallelujah, moved upon you for you to receive all that He has. That you're not broken, that you're not busted, that you receive this love that He has for you. He says this. He says, and without form and void and darkness, and upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved, hovered over the face of the waters. Hovered over. Hovered over. See, God initiated in the midst of a wilderness. This is every one of us. Before we knew Him, we were in darkness. Every one of us were lost without Him. We were lost without Him. We were void and we were empty. But I'm here to tell you that before we were looking for Him, God, hallelujah, was hovering over me. Intentionally, hallelujah, initiating all His will and His desires. That I have plans for you, Chris. I have plans for you, hallelujah, Renee. I have plans for you. And they are plans of purpose. They are not plans of disaster, but they're plans of purpose and power and might. I know my thoughts towards you. I know that I initiated from the beginning a desire to you to walk in all that I have. Oh my goodness. And experience it. See, God desires to be what I need Him to be. Is that why? God wants to be what I need Him to be in my life. You say, well, what's that? I need a Savior, and He was that. I need a healer, and He is that. I need forgiveness, and He is that. Hallelujah. He was, He is, and He is to come. He's everything that I need. Everything. Everything. And He initiated it and waits for me to respond to Him. God. God. Wait. Initiate. That word initiate means this: cause. A process or an action to begin. To cause an action or a process to begin. That was initiate means. God initiated something in us before I was looking for it. I come to save, to seek that which is lost. I just want you to check this out. Lamentations. It's really, 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 really. I began to think about that. And I don't know. I just want you to really just to receive this and hear this. God initiated something. He is initiating something. Every day. every moment. He's working. Like we said last night, we're singing. He's working. Even though I don't feel like He's working, He's working. Tell your neighbor He's working. He's working. He's initiating something, hallelujah, for me on my behalf, hallelujah, that I overcome. He's doing something for me above and beyond all that I can imagine. He's doing it. Amen? So here's the thing. He says, and this is, I recall to my mind, therefore, have I hope. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. He says, this I recall to my mind, therefore, have I hope. Wow. I've recalled this to my mind. There's moments in life, I want you to know that, I want you to think about this, that I've reminded myself that there's times in life where that something comes my way that even before I was looked for, I began to think about how that, you could kill that music, guys. Even before I was looking for Him, I remember this, I remember there's something within us that I recall, begin to think about what He's done for us. Think about what He's done for us. There's something within us that God initiates within us to remind ourselves, and it's in the Word of God. I remember a guy named Jeremiah who wrote Lamentations, and he said this. He said that there's a word shut up in my bones. There's a word shut up within my bones, hallelujah, that God has put something within each and one of us. There's a hunger within us. We were created for a hunger for God. He initiated, hallelujah, His heart within us that we hunger after Him. From the very beginning, He put within us a hunger for Him. Wow. A hunger that, listen, I can't get on my own, but I need it from God. I need God to initiate that, and He has done that for us. That in every one of us. So I began to think about how that migration works. How that, you know, the animals, they migrate to different areas. There's different times. But there's something amazing that I just think about this. How do they know? Ask your neighbor, how do they know? How do they know? I'm going to tell you why. It's because God, hallelujah, put something within them. He put something within their DNA, hallelujah. He placed something within them that causes them to get up where they are and to move to a place where they might never have been before, but they know how to get there. They'll travel miles and miles. See, something's within them. Even salmon began to go upstream in an unnatural situation. In small, tiny, they're big. And they go up little, tiny streams to lay their eggs. See, I want you to know, if they do not move with what was initiated within them, they die. See, God initiated something within every one of us. Just like that, with it, that animals and creation responds to that initiation to respond to the Creator. But sometimes we become hard of hearing. Sometimes we begin to turn our ears off to what God's saying, to what God's initiating. To what God is initiating to us. And he said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because of His compassion fails not. They are new every morning. See, I began to listen to this and begin to think about this and meditate upon this. That His mercies are new. Tell someone they're new. They're new every morning. See, I love this. I love this because, listen, I want you to catch this and know that God is initiating every single day what you need Him to be in your life that day. His mercies are new every single day. That God desires to be to you what you need Him to be. Come on. Am I accessing that? Am I taking hold of God's mercies every day? That every day God says, I desire. They're new every morning. I want you to know that here's what we do though. Listen, see, the world does this. So I wrote this down because the world accumulates things. See, this is what we do. Sometimes this is easier, amen? But listen, I want you to, it feels easier, but it's not easier. Sometimes we got to have those aha moments that, oh my, are you kidding me? Look what God has for me. And look, I need to take hold of what God has initiated for me on my behalf. That He's given me something every single day that God desires to move in my life to be what I need Him to be. But the world accumulates things. Do you know what we accumulate? Debt. See, all day long we begin to accumulate fears. Just turn the news on. Watch it for at least 2 hours. And I'm telling you, everybody can agree with me. You begin to accumulate fear. It begins to rise up within you. See, the enemy wants to initiate, hallelujah, that in your lives. And we begin to accumulate that, and we wonder why we're so... Hey, I'm here, Pastor Chris. Let's worship. See, I'm making fun of myself, too, because sometimes you're like... Come on, sometimes even on Wednesday nights, so I come and I'm weary or I'm tired. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Hallelujah. That we let God. God says, I'm waiting. Hallelujah. I want to initiate, hallelujah, all that I have in your life, Chris. So lift up your heads. Hallelujah. Let me have access. Let me flow through your life. Let me arise and watch your weariness. Let all that scatter, hallelujah, on my behalf. So listen. So everything, doubts, fears, angers, unforgiveness. I want you to hear this. Come on, you guys know this. That there's sometimes we accumulate faults from others. What somebody might have done to you. You begin to let it get in you. You begin to let it accumulate. You begin to let it build up within you. And before you know, you are weary and you're run down and you don't even know why. See, this is why God says the kingdom of God is not that way. But the kingdom of God, hallelujah, is new every morning. Righteousness, peace, and joy. God says today it's new. Today, hallelujah, that we take hold of what He has. Today. In this moment right here. It starts over. See, I don't have to wait, hallelujah, listen, every single day, I don't have to take hold of try to keep my old anointing or my anointing upon me, but it's new every single morning, whatever I need. God says, whatever it is, I want to be to you. I want to be that to you. You say, oh, no. I want you to hear this. I want you to know that that is God's intention. I want to be your God. I want to be the way. I want to be the truth. And I want to be your life. Thank you. Listen to this. So he says, they are new every morning. And the greatness is thy faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. The Lord is my portion. See, listen, there's something within me, hallelujah, that there's a hunger within every one of us for God. That He's my portion, amen? That God's my portion. And I look for it. I'll try to find my portion somewhere. I'll try to find my portion somewhere. Come on, amen? That everything else I try to find, that I try to fill in, that's not God, it doesn't fill me up. But God says, I'm your portion, hallelujah. That we begin to recognize that it's God that is my portion. God's my portion. God initiated a hunger within us for Him. I wrote this down. Life is full of challenges for God to show up and be what we need Him to be. Do you hear that? Tell your neighbor, if you have Christ in you, greater is He that's in you. Listen, we need to be shouting to God. Hallelujah. Because listen, we got to realize that greater is He than he that is in the world. We face circumstances. We face negative situations. But I want you to know, I have the positive within me. Hallelujah. I have the one who's greater than whatever circumstance or situations comes in my life. Hallelujah. He is greater than it. He is bigger than it. Hallelujah. He's more powerful than it. So listen, so whatever that thing is, God wants to be the positive in that situation. God wants to be whatever that is, whatever thing I face, whatever comes my way, because there's things that come my way. And God says, listen, those things that God intentionally will be that to me, whatever I need to be, whenever it comes, whatever is in my way, whatever that thing might be, God wants to be. I just feel that in my heart right here. If it's healer, I want you to know God wants to be. In Him I live and I move and I have my doing. Wait, what is it? Oh, yeah. Religious says my doing. But God says, I just want you to be. I just want you to respond to what I initiate. What is God initiating? Come on, I want you to hear this. Listen, He says in verse, He says, and the Lord is my portion. The Lord is good. Man, He's good. Tell your neighbor He's good.
He is good.
You don't have to agree with it. He's good. He's just good. Other things might not have been good to you, but He's good.
Amen.
All the time. He says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. And the soul that seeketh Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait. Say wait. They that wait. They that wait. Verse 26. It is good that man should both hope and quietly wait. There it is again. That word wait means to be twisted together. It means to be tied up like a rope. The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord will renew. Say change.
Change.
They will take hold of what God has initiated for them and leave behind what they had. They will take what God has to offer in exchange for what they have. They that wait upon the Lord. See that they wait upon the Lord, that His mercies are new, that God, I'm going to wait to see what You'll do and trust in You. I want you to catch this. Amen. He says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, and his soul seeketh. The Lord is good. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Say, wait for the salvation of the Lord. God wants to initiate His intentions to you. He wants to initiate His intentions. My, just think about that for a second. Amen? That's powerful. Heaven responds to me as I wait. As I wait upon the Lord and God's plans and wait for God to initiate whatever I need Him to do in my life, to initiate it first. I don't try to step into it. That's why so many times we're so weary. Come on, that's why so many times we are wore down, because we begin to do it on our own. But God says, wait. Wait for me to initiate whatever it is you need to wait. Because sometimes we run off scared. Sometimes we turn and run the other way. But the Bible says that we need to declare, we need to wait in that place for God. To wait for God to initiate whatever He desires to do. I really feel that, man, that we need to hear that tonight. He says, for the salvation of the Lord. Heaven responds to me moving in God's will. 1 John. 1 John 4:13. Check this out. Hereby know we that dwell in Him. Say dwell. They that wait. Those who abide in Him. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. For we know that He dwell in Him, and He is in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. God initiated, hallelujah, He's placed His Spirit within our lives. We have everything that we need in Him. I'm going to say it this way. You ready? He says, everything that heaven has is attracted to you. Say everything.
Everything.
Blessing, healing, favor, mercy. Come on. Kindness. Say everything.
Everything,
everything that heaven has is attracted to you. Why? Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. See, we need to understand that. We need to walk around. Sometimes we walk around feeling like everything negative is attracted to me. I'm here to tell you, everything in heaven is looking, hallelujah, to bless what is in you, hallelujah. And it's Christ, the hope of glory. And so He's looking, heaven's looking to rain out upon you, to bless you in every way, to show you favor, hallelujah. We got to recognize what God has initiated, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ. We got to recognize what's in us. The greatness of God that is in us, not what is to come, that what is in us. Say today, right now, when you receive Christ by faith, you receive everything that He is in you today. Everything. And heaven's attracted to it. Whew. My goodness, heaven's attracted to me because of who's in me. Is that the truth? Come on, verse 14. It says, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior to the world. Say, He initiated what we needed. He initiated when I was still in darkness. He made the first move. He made the first, before I moved, He moved on my behalf. God never stops initiating His plan. There's nothing that comes your way that He's not greater than. That He does not desire to inject Himself in the midst of whatever that might be. So that He gets the glory in the midst of it. So that God can intentionally use your life for His purpose and glory. So others might see His image and likeness, hallelujah, and that all that heaven is attracted to you, hallelujah, and stand in awe, say, God is good. Why? Because I see it in you. That's good. And He says, hereby we know that we dwell in Him, and He is in us, because He hath given us His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. To be the Savior of the world. He initiated salvation. Verse 15, whosoever. Say whosoever. Say this is for me. Do you know when it says whosoever, it means everybody? Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
That means me. The dirtbag that I was a whosoever. I was that whosoever that He was writing about. My goodness. He said this, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God dwelleth in him. And he in God. You got to tell someone God's in you. See, I want you to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. God always dwells with me. God's always abiding with me. Even the circumstances that come my way, the negative situations that invade my space, God abides with me. But here's the thing, I got to abide in Him. See, those things, hallelujah, those things will become great to me if I don't let God, if I don't abide in that space in Him. If I don't take what He has intentionally given to me to take hold of in victory, to be a conqueror in His name. If I don't take hold of the grace that's provided for me. Listen. Whosoever shall confess that he's Lord, dwelleth in him, and he in God. Colossians 2:13. Let me give you this. I want you to check these out. You okay? I told myself I was going to be calm tonight. That was my intention. But I got the greatest job in the world to brag about one and only. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That He doesn't stop amazing me. He doesn't stop amazing me. It says, and this is verse 9, for this is in Colossians 2:9. For in Him, say in Him, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Christ, the fullness dwells in Him. Say the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I can declare with God all things are possible. I'm not lacking anything when I realize I abide in Him. When I don't let fear or doubt invade my space. Because God will never leave me. So I need to abide in that place that was created for me in Christ. Not moving. Not being shaken. I need to stand and stay in that place. In faith. I need to take hold of what has spiritually been given to me, that I am seated with Him in the heavenlies and not leave that space. Sometimes our minds and our thinkings, come on, go on vacation from God. He says, and you, listen, I want you to hear this. You got to get this. Are you ready for this? Say, I'm ready for this. You are complete in Him. You are complete in Him. See, sometimes we used to sing that song, A Good, Good Father, and we used to say, I am perfect in all of my ways. And that used to make a lot of people comfortable when I would sing it that way. Oh, but I'm not. Yeah, you are. I am seated with Him in the heavenlies. I am perfect. I am complete. If I say that I'm not, if I take hold of it, God says I am complete in Christ. He is in me. No longer I live, but Christ lives in me. What happens is whenever I say that I'm not perfect in all my ways because of what He did, then what happens is I resurrect an old man that's dead. I bring to life that which is dead alive again. See, I want you to know, sometimes because we think that we sin or we do something, oh man, I shouldn't have, and we beat ourselves up. I want you to know that, listen, that is a sin habit. It's not your nature no more. Tell your neighbor, it's not my nature no more to sin. It's not in me to sin anymore. But what happens is, God's breaking a habit. God's breaking some bad habits that we have a tendency to go back to. But God will initiate himself in me that I don't have to go back anymore. Hallelujah. That I don't have to go back to what I used to know. But I could stand in all that he's done for me today, new in his mercies right here. That I need to take it. I need to receive it. I need to bask in it. I need to walk in it. I need to walk in the spirit of who he is. The reality of it. Man, I thought about this yesterday. I thought about, man, every day I begin to live in truth. I begun to walk in a greater truth of who he is. And the more that I walk in him, the greater truth. And the more truth you get, the more life you get. The more truth you get, the more life you get. All right, let me get a drink. No one likes a dry preacher. He's the head of all principalities and powers. Do you believe that? Come on, listen, I want you to hear this. Sometimes there's some things that we got to get a hold of with our thinking. He's the head of all principalities and power. That means anything negative that's not of God, he's above it. And he's in me. Whom shall I fear? See, if we can get a hold of it, if we can just take hold of it, amen, by faith, believing. My goodness. Listen to this. You're complete. You're altogether lovely. Well, the scripture doesn't say that. It says that he's altogether. He's in you. If he's in you, you're altogether lovely. Do you hear that, Kelly? I'm altogether lovely. Do you hear that? Listen, he says in, come on, I got to get done. He says in you being dead in your sins. And the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together. He has initiated. Having forgiven you of all your trespasses. Say all your trespasses. He's forgiven you of all your trespasses. Not some, everything. Blotting out the handwriting. Listen to this. See, this, I just keep going over this in my mind, just thinking. He blotted out with what? His blood. He covered over everything. Say everything. Do you know how hard it is to get blood out of something? It's possible. But it's really hard. Just like it's really hard to go back and to walk in something that he's brought me out of. I can. But it's hard. I've been stained by his blood. He has blotted out, hallelujah, all the ordinances, all the decrees that have been spoken over my life from the moment I was born. All the negatives, say negative. All the things that weren't from God that have been spoken over my life. All the decrees. Come on, amen. Anything that has been against me. Hallelujah. I want you to see. He has blotted it out. And he says, and it was against us, which was contrary to us. That it was opposite. Whatever. Say whatever was opposite. That was against me. I want you to get this. This is good. Contrary means opposite. Anything that was opposite. He says, blotting out the ordinances, the decrees, that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way. Say, he took it out of the way. He took it out of the way. Nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he hath made a show of them openly, triumphing them in it. Man, I just had a picture of this. Say everything. Everything that I've ever struggled with, come on, amen, in my life, whether it was addictions, come on, whether it was my drug addiction, come on, amen, whether it was things in my past, whatever somebody's spoken over my life, whatever negative thing it might be, whatever sickness, come on, amen, that Jesus Christ defeated it at the cross. And it said he made a show of it openly, that he triumphed over it, that guess what? Every one of those things I'm watching go before me like a parade. And Jesus is in front, hallelujah, the defeated foes that are behind him, hallelujah. And he's in the parade, leading, hallelujah, on my behalf. He did it for me. And everything that was behind him, sickness, come on, it was defeated. It was following him. It was a defeated foe. He triumphed over it. Whatever it might be, whatever negative thought, whatever pain, whatever hurt, no matter what it might have been, it followed behind me because he defeated it. Come on, in last Wednesday night, we began to talk about it because there was a prophetic word that was given by Graham Cook. And he gave this word, and he said he had a dream. And he says, in the dream, he says he'd go into heaven, he says, and there would be this tent. I think I'm going to end with this, so go ahead and you can play that, brother. So there was a tent, and he could see through it, but you couldn't see out of it. And there was food there and all this beautiful. He says he would go there all the time. And he says, and he would see Jesus. And Jesus would come up the hill. He'd be like, I'll be with you in a minute, man. He says, and it was great because he'd have like 12 conversations with 12 different people at one time. He says, and there was little old ladies dancing around him, and little children jumping off his shoulders. And he says, he was so excited to see me. He says, but this time, he says, I'm walking. He says, and here comes Jesus walking up the hill. And he says, and he's got this look about him that didn't look happy. And he says, man, he says, I was a little nervous. It's because I didn't know. I'd never seen him this way before. And he's marching up the hill. And man, he says, and I kind of backed up a little bit because I didn't know. And he stood before me. As he got before me, he says, Graham, give me back my stuff. I said, what do you mean? Give me back my stuff. He says, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. What stuff, God? The gifts you've given me? No. Give me back my stuff. You know what I'm talking about. You have them. I want them back. And he began to drop to his knees and began to cry. He said, God, I don't understand. I don't know. He said, give me back my stuff. Fear, doubt, anger, sickness. See, I paid a price for it. It's mine. It's mine. Give me back my stuff. See, I took it on the cross. Everything, any enemy, anything negative that would come in your life, I took it out of the way. I took it out of the way. Come on, do you see that scripture? I took it out of the way. Come on, say whatever it might be, I took it. Our God is great. Our God is mighty. We sing about it. We declare about it. He is what he says he is. He's great. He's mighty. While he was in the grave, he initiated. While he was on the cross, he initiated. But Sunday was on the way. Salvation was on the way. Victory was coming. It was initiated on your behalf for you. Before you thought about it, before you dreamt about it, before you needed it. Every thing that's against you. Anything that's contrary, he moved it out of the way. Who could be against you if God's for you? Who could be against me, would you say? Who could be against you? Who could be against me? I want to finish this part right here. He says this. He says, here in his love, It's made perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. As He is. God says, I want you to have boldness. Do you know why? Listen, do you know why fear is so debilitating? It causes you, because fear is I wrote this down. Fear. Come on, I gotta see this. That fear is negative. Come on, that fear is not of God. And it's like in my house. Come on, I want you to see this. Just like my house. Do you ever go to somebody's house? It's not your house. Do you ever go into somebody's house and they ask you, feet, just be comfortable? Some people can, but sometimes you have a hard time just like putting your feet up and just kicking back. Just going to the refrigerator. You can, your father's house, you feel good about it, just like it's your house, right? Yeah. But you know, listen, but sometimes you just can't be comfortable sometimes in certain situations. I want you to know that, listen, see, the enemy wants us to be comfortable. He doesn't want us to be comfortable. He wants us to be, but I want you to know that when God's in the same room as you are, there's no room for negativity. There's no room for fear in perfect love, in a place of intimacy. Say no room. There's no room. There's no room. Herein is love made perfect. It's mature. And you have boldness. When we realize what's in us, that I'm complete, and what He did for me made me perfect in all my ways. That's God's word. I'm complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. The negative thoughts, He says, I've taken them out of the way. We need to agree with what He's done for me. We need to come in agreement. We need to come in faith, knowing that what has God done for me? His plans are for me, not against me. He's made a way. He initiated His love towards me. So I don't have to walk in fear. He says, for love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. It has torment. It believes in punishment. Like I deserve it. See, that's what the enemy wants to think. You're no good. Fear comes your way and you think, oh, see, this is punishment towards me. And we come in agreement with what God took away from you at the cross. We come in covenant with things that Jesus took away at the cross. I come in agreement with things that the enemy initiates towards me. Whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, I let them rise up and I lose victory. But if I can stay in that love, abide in that relationship with Him, in that intimacy of knowing, man, He loves me. He loves me. I want you to say that tonight. He loves me. Everybody, just say it. Take hold of it. Take hold of it right now. He loves me. He loves me. Those words will change you forever when you agree with Him. He says, there is no fear in love. He says, perfect love casts all fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved me. He loves you in spite of yourself. Whether you agree with it or not, I'm here to tell you something. Whether or not you agree with it or desire to walk in it, He still would have never changed His mind. Because His desire was this, is that He would take everything out of your way so that you can embrace His love. So that you can walk in the positivity. That you could declare with your heart, as it is in heaven, let it be done in earth. Whoa. Do you know the world will be drawn to attention when they see heaven walk past them? Come on, amen. When they see heaven walk past them here on earth. Wow. I want you to know that where God is, He abides in you. If you don't know Him as your Savior, I pray tonight. Come. Receive Him in your life. Don't leave this place. The past 2 weeks, I've seen people lose their lives in a matter of minutes, thinking they had it all together, and they're gone. I don't know whether or not they faced eternity with God or without God. So tonight, I ask that you take hold of all that He has for you here tonight. So right here tonight. If you don't know Him, receive Him in your life as your Savior. Run up to this place. Run up here tonight. Take hold of Him. Take hold of Him. Because He is everything that He says He is. He's not a liar. Hallelujah. He's not a liar. He's everything that He says He is. He loves you more than you can ever imagine, and He'll never stop. I'm here to tell you, the Bible says that God loves you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will never change. You know that? God will never change. He will love you. He will love you. He will love you. But will you believe it? I receive it. Heavenly Father, I thank You. I thank You for Your word. I thank You, God, Lord, that You have given to us everything that we need. And I'm complete in You. God, Lord, that we can surely stand in that to know that I enter into rest. I'm not worrying. I'm not battling anything, God, Lord. I'm just resting in who You are, God. Oh, God, Lord, hallelujah. I walk in all that You have, God, Lord, that I walk in that place to God, Lord. The only battle I have is battling not believing. So, God, Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, that You move in our hearts. Help our unbelief. God, Lord, we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. God's knocking. Open up. Let Him in. Amen. God bless you. Come on, let everybody know you're glad that they came tonight. Hallelujah.